Moncrief on News Talk.
We already replace our phones too often. They're largely made from non-recyclable materials, notwithstanding the new EU rules. They are difficult enough and impossible to repair, but there is an ethical alternative, or at least more ethical. It's called the Fairphone. It just brought out a new model this week. Jess Kelly's here to tell us about it. Good afternoon, Jess.
Good afternoon, Sean.
What is the Fairphone made of that other phones aren't made of?
Well, it's very interesting. When you look at the components within the phone and the journey from concept to in your paw, if you buy one of these phones, it's not massively different. What Fairphone has done is they've set out to be more transparent about the elements that are utilised in the device, the labourers who construct the device, and the sort of overall life cycle of a phone. So you may not know this. I know you love your fact of the day. Here's my little nerdy fact of the day. There's around 60 different elements from a periodic table in every smartphone. Mm. That's a lot of elements. Some of them are incredibly difficult to come by. Over the years, it's become apparent that some manufacturers were utilising not fantastic conditions, to put it mildly, to source them. And so what Fairphone has done is it's cracked open the entire process and kind of put pressure on the big players in the smartphone manufacturing field to revise and rethink how and what they're putting into their phones. You mentioned there about the right to repair, which has come into play. And Fairphone has been doing this long before it was cool or, forced by law. The idea is that in a Fairphone phone, you can charge the device up to and beyond 80% around 1,000 times. And then you can repair the battery or swap out the battery using the humble screwdriver that you've got in your gaff, rather than having to go to a specialist and paying around 120 quid.
I understand the phone actually comes with a screwdriver.
Yes.
So they're actively encouraging you to do that.
They're actively encouraging you to do it, which is transformational. I remember a few years ago, I went out and I bought a Samsung phone, and it was one of the fancy ones with the curved edges. Mm. And I was thrilled. And I did that thing that I always do, which is bring my phone to the bathroom with me here in this office, and I put it on the toilet paper thing on day one. Didn't it break? I am still not over that trauma. And I remember going to a few shops around here to try and figure out how much it would cost to repair. And it was a new phone, it was the curvy screen, and it was 280 quid to repair the screen.
Oh, wow.
So I just dealt with a broken screen for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's part of why the right to repairs come in, but it's also part of why Fairphone has been doing what it's doing, which is trying to make it so that you can repair things yourself at home, making the parts available and more affordable. When iPhone first came out, and up until recently enough, Apple would say that you had to go to an authorized Apple premium reseller or partner to get your parts swapped out, which meant your phone would be taken from you. They'd have to use specialized machinery, and this is still the case now. I was only talking about it recently, to get your screen taken off and swap it out. You can't just get, a screwdriver or a knife and like hoosh it up. Mm. You have to use special vacuum cups with huge amount of pressure to lift it off. Inside a phone, I don't know if anyone has ever taken a phone apart, but it's so intricate, all of the various elements. And that's where the sort of bits and pieces that we're talking about here, the nickel and the lithium and the cobalt, that's all within the motherboard of the phone. And the wires inside, to replace them, to remove them, to do anything with them, it's as thin as your hair. So again, in terms of the precision and so on, but what Fairphone has done is that with the majority of the elements of the device, they have made it so that you can repair a phone. Now, they're not the only ones to do this. Nokia, do you remember Nokia came back from the dead a few years ago? They brought out a device that allowed you to purchase a toolkit for 60 quid so that you could repair all the bits and pieces at home. The issue was still access to the parts and the cost of the parts if you so wanted to change them. But the good thing is, because of Fairphone now, they have gone down the route of putting the pressure on. So Samsung and Apple in particular, which are the two big manufacturers, in recent years, they have upped their environmental efforts, some of which is great and doesn't really impact us but benefits the planet. Some of it's a pain in the face. So the way you don't get the plug in the box anymore?
Yeah.
Absolute dose. I've watched videos online of people giving out about how it's a less luxurious and premium unboxing experience when you get, the real troubles of the world, Sean.
Oh, gosh. I know. Nightmare for them.
Thoughts and prayers. But elements of it is better for the environment and has no real impact. So, for example, Apple now use the recycled parts for their batteries, which is amazing.
Yeah,
they're also being more transparent about the various elements that are there. They're also trying to use recycled elements as well. There's no denying, in all the research I've done over all the years, the most ethical and the greenest phone you can use is the one that you already own.
Yeah, yeah.
People like me are part of the problem, who are telling you that the new Google Pixel 11 is out and it's deadly and you should go and buy it. That's not ideal. So we've seen the trend in the last number of years in this country. People are really into buying refurbished devices. So if your phone goes kaput and you need to get a new one, don't go and buy a brand new in a sealed box phone. Go to the likes of Refurbed or Swappy or Mint Plus. You can save a hell of a lot of money, but it also then is keeping the devices in circulation for a lot longer. We know that Apple and Google are extending the amount of time that they will provide software for older phones. So Google, I think it's 7 years worth of updates now. Apple is sometimes criticized in that every time they bring out a new phone, which they will do in a few weeks' time, the model from 2 years ago, mysteriously the battery just all of a sudden drains and there are big cases and allegations and all the rest about that. But it does seem like things are improving. Now, I've read some stuff about some cynical people who would say that Fairphone, they've essentially just spun a good marketing game rather than being transformational, because again, at its fundamental core, they're still making smartphones, right? They're still using the elements. They're just shining a light and trying to source the elements a bit more ethically and openly and being honest about it. But if you read, if you put the two phones, if you put, it's not a high-end phone. So the Fairphone 6, looking at the spec on it, it's not going to rival the latest Google Pixel 11 or the latest iPhone. It's more a mid-range phone. So it's akin to one of the A range from Samsung. So it's around €550 to buy the basic Fairphone model. You're getting a very good camera, very good battery. It ticks all of those boxes in terms of functionality. It just gives you the peace of mind in that you know where the elements have come from, the understanding a little bit more about the workers' rights and all the rest. But as you said, it's the Fairphone 6. I still don't see them every day of the week. I still don't see them in everybody's hands. So although we can get the feel-good factor of knowing this stuff goes on, how many of us have actually bought one?
Yeah. One person is texting in to say, I have a Fairphone.
The
biggest advantage is the enormous sense of smugness you get when compared to the corporate playthings your friends and colleagues have. Someone else, though, says Fairphone uses a non-Android Apple operating system.
So they have their own operating system, yeah. Which is, well, so that you can get access to the Android apps, but this is one of the big things again, because there's a lot of sort of controversy and questions around the overall footprint and sort of impact, climate impact of the big tech companies. So Fairphone, again, it is a little bit niche. They are trying to do things a little bit differently, but in terms of the functionality, you're not going to run into any big pains. It's not like when Huawei were kicked off the Google platform and had to go down the Huawei store. In terms of the functionality of the phone, it'll still do all the bits and pieces that you need and want it to do.
Yeah, you probably won't even notice the
difference. Wouldn't notice the difference.
Maybe you have to swipe in a different direction.
It's very minimal. It's like the icon for the App Store would look slightly different. It's all kind of cosmetic rather than functional.
Yeah.
If you want a device to call, text, do emails, play a few games, watch a few videos, you can't really go wrong. I think as interesting as the Fairphone company is and as good as the impact is, I think it's more interesting to see the pressure that they're putting on the bigger players to try and, like, every year when the Samsung or Google, Apple launches on, I now have to sit through like a 15-minute presentation of how they have reduced their impact on the environment. And you know that everybody is going, God, that's great. Look at the turtles in that video. God, that's great. But also show me the new phone that's going to, you know, take a better photograph or whatever it is. It's still trying to balance those two things. Now, when I was down in Apple in Cork in February, I was on their campus, which is incredibly impressive. And they are working towards being sort of net zero in terms of their carbon footprint and all the rest. And the campus down on in Cork is making massive inroads. So they do practice what they preach in terms of their campus, the various campuses that they have around the world. It's about us, the users, and resisting that urge to, whenever the Apple, the new iPhone is launched, rushing out to buy it and leaving your iPhone 17 that's still perfectly functional in the drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah. The right to repair.
Yeah.
Does that affect any phone? If you've a 5-year-old iPhone.
No.
You see, yeah, I was wondering about
that. Snakes.
Yeah.
So it's for devices as of last year. And it's not just phones. It's anything electrical.
Yeah.
And it's also not that you absolutely should sit down at the kitchen table with a head torch and a screwdriver. It's that they have to make it easier for the device to be repaired and more affordable for the device to be repaired. So if you've bought a phone this year or last year, if you're going to buy a phone or anything, it needs to be more modular in its design. So you need to be able to take off a screen or swap out something in the back end of a machine and repair it. You can still, and it's still advisable, I would say, in my opinion, to get an expert to do that for you. It's just that hopefully the life cycle of our devices will be longer, the prices will be more affordable, and there'll be less stuff going to landfill.
Yeah, you'd imagine they'd have to do a fairly extensive redesign, though, to make it easier to repair them.
Well, this is, I don't know if it's that they have to make a big redesign or if they have to make the tools more accessible. So again, you can buy kits. There's a kit called the iFixit kit, and you can get it. And it does have the little suction cups to take a screen off and so on. So I wonder, will they make big design overhauls going forward? The current iPhone that'll be launched in September has already been in work, you'd imagine, for 2 or 3 years at this stage. I don't know how much of a shift they've made in terms of the design as a result of that. But again, under this new legislation, they will have to make it so that it can be repaired more easily. I'm so excited. This is how dorky I am. I'm so excited to see how they dance around the terminology of this. And they're like, oh, no. It's not a black and white issue. We live here in the grey area. It can be repaired. You just need to go to an expert.
Yeah, on the moon. Jess, thanks a million.
Thank you.
That's our tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.